Warning! It looks like them Duke boys are at it again. Listener discretion is advised. Welcome to this week's Listener Stories mini-episode of Florida Man. I'm Phil.
And I'm Joel, and this is the shorter version of our show, where we read you the Florida Man-type stories you, the listeners, have sent in from your part of the world.
News stories from your local area, personal stories where someone you know did something Florida Man-like, are things you have experienced where you encountered some dumbass, or you were that dumbass.
And listener Dana sent in this story this week.
Ooh, where's Dana from?
This was Louisiana.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
And the story is, oops, morons attempt a Dukes of Hazzard jump over a drawbridge. That was a bad idea. And she says, tragic, but very Florida man.
Over a drawbridge?
Yeah. The title of the story is, Texas Man Die Attempting to Jump Open Pontoon Bridge in Louisiana.
Men, plural.
Men. And we normally, if there is a death in the story, we try to avoid those, but this one was just so good.
Well, we're not going to laugh. We'll try not to laugh.
We don't want
to make fun of death. That is not cool.
We're not laughing that they died. We're laughing how they died. Louisiana State Police say two men from Texas died attempting to jump the ramp on the Black Bayou Bridge early Friday morning. Alejandro Cazares, age 23, of McAllen, Texas, and Roberto Alejandro Moreno, age 32, of Edinburgh, Texas, were both pronounced dead at the scene. Trooper Derek Senegal, spokesperson for Troop D, said the men were traveling south on Big Lake Road in a 2016 Chevrolet Cruze when they came to a pontoon bridge that was closed to vehicle traffic to allow a boat to pass on the intracoastal waterway. Guess they wanted to take that cruise for a cruise. The bridge has a pontoon section that swings out to allow ships to pass and a ramp on each side that lifts up. A witness told state police that Moreno, the passenger, got out of the vehicle and pushed the gate arm up, allowing Cazares to drive under the arm and pick up the passenger. Cazares proceeded toward the ramp at the end of the bridge, stopped briefly, placed the vehicle in reverse, then accelerated forward in an attempt to jump the waterway and land on the other side of the bridge. The vehicle landed in the water and sank to the bottom of the waterway. The driver was unable to get out of the vehicle, and the passenger's body was found outside the submerged vehicle. State police say toxicology samples have been obtained and will be submitted for analysis. In 2016, a man attempted to jump the bridge during a police chase. He was unsuccessful, but he survived the attempt.
Damn.
He got out to open the gate and then got back in.
I'm thinking he didn't have enough speed.
I'm thinking
if you... Does it say how far it was? He didn't say that.
There's a picture of it on the link in the show notes. So what it is there's a bridge in the middle that's on pontoons, and that swings away to let the... Yeah. To let the car or the boats through, and then the two sides lift up just so that cars don't try to just drive into the water.
Yeah.
So there was no way in hell he was making it across, no matter how fast he was going, because
the ramps weren't high enough.
The ramps weren't high enough because it didn't go like here. The ramps are in the middle. They meet in the middle and they just lift up. No, this has a whole middle section that's longer than the two ramps itself.
Oh.
So yeah, they had no chance in hell of making it across.
Maybe if they had a Dodge Charger with roll cages and
if
no
it was
windows,
orange,
and didn't have windows, they could have gotten out.
Mm. Yeah. Well, the one guy made it out, but still drowned.
Damn. So what have we learned from this?
When the arm is down,
stop.
Just wait for it to come back up. Same thing. Not just bridges. Trains, too. Don't go around the arm when the train's coming.
Train's a lot heavier than you. You ain't gonna make it.
Yeah.
Or if you do make it, I mean, what have you accomplished? You can save a life. It's gonna cost you 5 minutes. Wait till the train passes.
Yeah.
Trains are cool. Watch the train.
Exactly.
I love watching trains.
Sometimes you see some cool graffiti on trains.
I know. Do you remember the train incident when we were in Tennessee? And you swore up and down that we were in the correct tunnel for the ride through Nemo's Tunnel in Tennessee. Shall I tell that story?
I don't quite remember that one.
All right. So there's this, there's a tunnel.
Yeah.
In Northeast Tennessee. It's an abandoned train tunnel.
Mm-hmm.
And, it's, you can actually drive through it.
Yes.
There's no lights or so nothing. So it's eerie as hell. And it is full of, it's
a little bit wet.
It's wet. There's moisture. It's really thick moisture in there. And, there's not a specific like GPS point, go to here, and there's no signs. You have to find it. Mm-hmm. So we actually found, we were up there for doing some riding, and we found it.
We knew the general area.
We knew the general area. And the train tunnel, the original, the new tunnel was built right next to the old tunnel. Well, we get there and we find the big tunnel, which is the new one.
Mm-hmm.
A lot bigger, a lot nicer, not overgrown, obviously being used.
Mm-hmm. It's an active tunnel.
An active tunnel. That's the word I'm looking for, Joel. Thank you. Active. And we get out and Joel goes, this is it. This is it right here. I know that's it. I've seen this tunnel. This is it. This is it.
Joel, I don't recall seeing.
I do recall. And I said, no, Joel, this is not the tunnel. It is not. It was smaller than this. It's overgrown. It's you got to hunt it. It's like literally overgrown with bushes and things as you go in. And now this is it. I know it's it. Joel, it's not.
I don't recall being that confident. I don't recall being that confident on anything ever in my life.
So then I was like, well, what if it runs parallel to it? So I go back a couple hundred yards, and I actually find the entrance to it.
Yeah, after we turned around and we're going the other direction.
Then we go through the tunnel. We go through the abandoned tunnel, mm-hmm. which the tracks have been removed. But it's really right. It's really freaking cool.
It is.
If you ever go to YouTube, look up Nemo's Tunnel in Tennessee. It is and it's eerie as hell, but it's fun. And we go through the tunnel and get to the end of the tunnel, and all of a sudden, here comes the train
mm-hmm.
into the new tunnel, which is parallel to it.
Yep.
That Joel says is the correct Nemo's Tunnel.
Well, luckily, nobody ever listens to me.
So. Yeah. At about 70 miles an hour. Here comes the tunnel. Yep. No.
Yeah. So we would have had to haul, if we had gone into that tunnel, we would have had to haul ass in reverse to get the fuck out of there.
Yeah. My Jeep won't go that fast. And I know how you drive in reverse. There ain't no fucking way that would have happened. So we wouldn't be here today.
Because there was no room to turn it around.
No, but if you ever, it is very freaking cool.
Yeah.
But then I did it the next time. We went through it and then turned around and came back.
Mm-hmm.
And I did it with the lights off
yep.
in the middle.
Same.
And cranked up. And I've got a good sound system in the Jeep. Cranked up the music with some Def Leppard. Pour some sugar on me.
Oh, yeah. I heard it five vehicles back from you. I heard it.
That's our listener quickie story for this week. If you have a story you'd like us to cover on the quickie show, whether it's in your local news or personal story of some dumbass you know, send us an email to floridamanpodcast@gmail.com. And for the record, thank y'all very much. We weren't sure how this little bit would go, and we are getting a lot of submissions from our listeners for things in their area, and this has been quite cool to share with our listeners. Thank you very much.
Yep, and this podcast was recorded at Southern Audio Production Studios in Fort Myers, Florida, and mixed under an open drawbridge.
Of course it was. And as always, we'll finish up tonight with the Ballad of the Florida Man.
Florida Man, Florida Man. Might be crazy, might be stupid, he's a Florida man. He's got his feet in the sand while he works on his tan. He's got an annual pass to Disneyland. He drinks his beer from a can, he lives in his van. It's a mobile tiny house inside. It's Florida man, Florida man. Might be crazy, might be stupid, he's a Florida man. Florida man, he's a dumbass, but we love him, he's a Florida man.